the Islands and Ocean Visitor Center filled to capacity as residents geared up to challenge the pebble mine. Carly Weir is the executive director of Cook Inlet Keeper.
I do want to acknowledge that a lot of us have done this before. We've showed up, we've spoken up, we've written comments, we've called our decision makers and asked them and told them how we feel, and here we are again. And it's very frustrating and very hard.
Inlet Keeper's advocacy director, Bob Shavelson, first met with Northern Dynasty Minerals, the parent company of Pebble Limited Partnership, in 2005.
We know that Pebble is the wrong project in the wrong place. There's just no way that you can dig a huge hole and have a huge tailing pond in the heart of this rich salmon fishery and not have negative impacts.
The Trump administration allowed the permitting process for Pebble to move forward, and the company recently filed an application. It outlined plans to build a port on a Amacadori on the western side of Cook Inlet. Loretta Brown is a lawyer with Salmon State and says the impact of the port could be far-reaching.
This is going to be a giant port that will have year-round boat traffic. It will have lights 24/7. It has a power plant. And it has a natural gas compressor station right at it. They are planning to dredge 4.2 miles out from that location as well.
Pebble says the footprint of its current design is smaller than previously planned, but Brown and residents aren't buying it. Some are worried Pebble's claims of a smaller project is a ploy to get its permit approved and then increase the scope of the project. Brown says there have been discrepancies in the company's messages.
Ron Thiessen, who is the CEO of Northern Dynasty Minerals, who is the parent company to Pebble Limited Partnership, has been going around to investor companies and to mineral forums and talking about this being a multi-generational opportunity and that you can mine for hundreds of years and that it's a $10 billion ton deposit. This mine proposal is looking at 1 billion ton deposit. And so this is 1/10 of what they are actually marketing around to investors.
Residents echoed distrust of the companies and brainstormed ways to make their voices heard during the scoping process. It started on April 1st and lasts for 30 days. It's a chance for the Army Corps of Engineers to take public input on what to include in the environmental impact statement. Cook Inlet Keeper Penny Haas says the Corps requires substantive comments.
If you can say more than mining is bad, if you can point to the knowledge that you have and the experience that you have and impacts that you suspect, talking about cumulative impacts, direct impacts, indirect impacts, and everything that is reasonably foreseeable. So there's a lot of possibilities there.
Cook Inlet Keeper is holding a rally at the scoping meeting in Homer on April 11th at Homer High School. After the scoping period is finished, the Corps will present an environmental impact statement. But it won't stop there. There will be more opportunities for the public to give input. And residents and speakers advocated calling politicians and supporting legislation to challenge the mine. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.